G'day everyone, and thanks for joining us on this week's edition of The Journey. My name's Jude Hennessy. It's really good to be able to join you this weekend. I hope you're having a great weekend wherever you are, right around the country. Hope you're getting some nice spring weather as well. There's been a few ups and downs around the place. We've had storms in some parts of the country and beautiful weather in other parts of the country. So wherever you are, whether it be over in the west or on the east coast or listening in from up north, down south, great to have you joining us on this week's show. Coming up on this week's show, you're going to hear some great music. We're going to hear from Phil Wickham, Jimmy Needham. We're going to hear from Stephanie Gretzinger as well. A bit of Need to Breathe, amongst a whole lot of other songs in there too. But as well, we've got some fantastic inputs. This week, we're going to hear from Father Richard Healy. Sister Hilda from the Abbey will join us, as she always does. She's got a great input for us this week on prayer. And we'll also be hearing from the Parolas. In fact, we've got an interview with Dr. Byron and Francine Parola. They've been long supporters and provided us with some fantastic inputs over the years now, all on marriage and making your marriages the best they can be. They're going to have a chat to us today about a few of the things that are going on around the country about marriage initiatives and making sure your marriages are strong. First up though, and as always, we're going to kick off with breaking open the Word. This week, we've got Father Richard Healy, who's going to break open for us Matthew 22, 34 to 40. And that's the reading for the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time, right around the world. Straight after that, we're going to get into a song by Phil Wickham, The Ascension. Faith, hope, love and life. We've got a lot to get through today, and you've joined us on the journey.
Here's this week's Reflection on the Gospel.
The question that Jesus is asked in the Gospel today from Matthew 22, verses 34 to 40, was a common one that the rabbis of the day would be asked. Which is the greatest commandment of the law? Since in the first five books of the Hebrew Scriptures, also called the Torah, there were in total 613 commandments or mitzvah, there were many possible answers to this question. Jewish teachers were often asked to summarize the law in a brief statement. Some have said that it was a summary that you could say while standing on one leg. The answer that Jesus gives, drawn from chapter 6 in the book of Deuteronomy, is also common. This commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, life, and strength, is not just among the things that the Jews were supposed to do. It was a central part of the daily prayer of every devout Jew, a tradition that continues to this day. To this greatest commandment, Jesus quickly adds another, taken from the book of Leviticus chapter 19, to love your neighbor as yourself. Knowing the commandments and living them are unfortunately often two very different things. Far too often we try to obey these commandments in our own strength. But when you see them in the light of the larger gospel story of Jesus dying for the sins of the world and rising to bring new life, along with the gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit to empower us to be changed, then these commandments become invitations and promises of a whole new way of life. When we live them like this, then bit by bit we can slowly allow our hearts to be transformed by His grace, so that all those bits of darkness, pride and hatred and impurity and selfishness, all of these things can be left behind, and the love that lies at the heart of our faith can become a lived reality. Grace and peace. This is Father Richard Healy from St. Paul's in Camden.
Faith, hope, love and life. This is The Journey.
Something amazing, a moment when heaven touches earth. Here in our hearts, Lord, we are waiting for something that's far beyond what we have seen or heard. Let us start the ascension, let's begin the climb.
Listening to The Journey, great Christian radio for the whole family.
Here's Sister Hilda with Wisdom from the Abbey.
I'd like to put an idea to you. As you know, prayer is about God, and prayer starts with God, not us. When you and I pray, all we're doing is responding to that line of communication between God and ourselves. And if there are 4,532 ways to say I love you, then there are that many ways to respond to God. There are that many ways to pray. I want to put one more way to you today. Maybe it'll be one more way in part A and part B. Ask God this week to give you a word, a prayer word. Wait for it, because he'll give it to you. It might be Father. It might be Christ. It might be peace. Whatever. Then, when you've got it, make a practice of beginning to say it. Maybe for just 5 minutes a day. Or start saying it when you're walking from A to B. Or say it when you're doing the washing up. And here's another tip. Along with that, how about spending just 5 minutes in the morning and the evening, sitting quietly and saying to God, I love you. I love you. I love you. You can be saying that on the out-breath, but on the in-breath, you will only be saying it because God is saying to you, I love you. And you respond, I love you. This world is sorely in need of love right now. What a good way that would be to put love into the world.
Welcome back to The Journey. I hope you're enjoying today's show. And you just heard from Sister Hilda Scott. And if you haven't listened to The Journey before then, well, you've missed out on some fantastic inputs from Sister Hilda over a long period of time now. She's been a great supporter of the show. And you can go back and listen to past editions of the show at www.radio.dow.org.au. And a lot of people do that, particularly when they've got their favourites like Sister Hilda. Pass them on to friends even. So please do that. Go to www.radio.dow.org.au. Just thought I'd remind our listeners today, wherever you are right around the world, just for the need for Christians to be really united in prayer. For a whole lot of things that are going on around the world, obviously we see a lot of the turmoil that's going on in the Middle East, and there's the real need to be prayerful. to pray for peace, and also pray for those Christians who are really being persecuted, really very, you know, giving with their lives, really, for maintaining their faith, and pray for all those guys, and pray for peace in our world. Conscious, too, of the fact that there's lots of people in our own country and right around the world that are working really hard for Christian unity. A number of them associated with this show. So whatever church you're from, let's pray for Christian unity so that we may really, truly be a witness to the whole world of the love of Jesus. Time for a bit more music. Coming up, we've got Jimmy Needham, A Breath or Two. Then straight after the break, we're going to be hearing from one of our favourites, great lady, Trish McCarthy. She's so talented, can do anything, and has got so many good stories to share. She's the sort of lady who lives life to the full and then reflects on it, doesn't leave a day or an experience unconsidered, and learns from it in her journey of faith. Faith, hope, love and life. You join us on the journey.
I think it's terminal, this terminal I'm waiting in. Could use a change of scene, it seems I've been repeating it. Another day, another plane, another same thing. Yesterday became tomorrow, that's a strange thing. Another string, another strum, another rhyme, another hum. I wanna breathe in, I wanna breathe in and out again. I'm tired of putting one foot in front of the other. Simple mind of love for you has simply been completely complicated, and I'm finding this daily drudgery is finally catching up to me. It's time for this abandon to make much of you and less of me. I wanna breathe in, I wanna breathe in and out again. I'm tired of putting one foot in front of the other.
Time for Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
Your mind is a garden. Thoughts are the seeds. You can grow flowers or you can grow weeds. Our thoughts are powerful things, one of the greatest and mysterious gifts that we have been given. Yes, they have the potential to affect the altitude of our attitude and our actions. What kind of garden are you growing? I've heard that we spend 1/5 of our lives talking and have approximately 30 conversations per day. We also talk to ourselves. Have you ever stopped and really listened to your thoughts? Here's an activity. Take 5 minutes, 30 minutes, half a day jotting down all the thoughts that fly through that space between your ears. And once done, examine them closely. Are they positive, negative, or neutral? What do they focus on most? What are the key themes, if you like? Is it your emotions, your actions? tasks, family or work? Are they focused on judgments or affirmations of yourself and others? With God's help, it is possible to clean up our thoughts. And when we do, it has significant impact not only on ourselves, but all those whom we encounter. Just like a small child who has sticky hands and leaves a residue on everything they touch, so too negative thoughts on our lives, experiences and relationships. We're created for much more than this. Try taking three questions or statements that you've jotted down and changing them into a better question or frame of thought. For example, I wish I didn't have to go to work today. Into, how can I be present at work and enjoy the moment? Or, why does this always happen to me? Into, what is God or life trying to say to me through this experience? What can I be open to learning? If you ask yourself a question, your brain instinctively comes up with an answer. Ask a better question, get a better answer. Have some fun today with your thoughts. What kind of garden are you growing?
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
Further seems forever until you've seen, until you get there. Do you feel our promised land beneath your feet? But there's a reason for the journey. There is purpose in the learning that not everything in life comes naturally. No, not everything in life comes easily. But we're getting there. We're determined to discover all that you have hidden for us.
We're getting there. We're determined to discover all that you have hidden
Welcome back to The Journey. Thanks for joining us wherever you are, right around the country, whether you be listening in via live streaming or on air in one of our many radio stations that are playing it around the country, or if you're listening in via podcast after the event. Well, good on you. You're very welcome. We love to have people listening into the show. Thanks for being such a loyal listener. And if you're not and you're listening in for the first time, get on board. This is a great show with fantastic inputs every single week. We just heard Getting There by Stephanie Gretzinger. And prior to that, as we said before the break, Trish McCarthy never leaves anything unreflected. She gave us a really good input that she entitled Flowers or Weeds and making sure we know the difference in our life. It's time now to go to an interview that I was lucky enough to get with Francine and Dr. Byron Perola. Regular listeners to the show would know that Byron and Francine have for a significant period of time now provided us with fantastic inputs for marriage and relationships. They just want marriages, which they see as being right at the heart of our society, to be absolutely humming along in every way possible. This week, we had the chance to interview them about their work and in particular, taking advantage of the new government initiatives that are there for everyone to access to ensure that they're in-servicing and updating the sort of skills you need to make sure that your married relationship is a great witness to the world and one that is life-giving. So let's hear what they had to say. I'm here with Francine and Byron Perola, who listeners to The Journey will know are regular presenters in their segment Smart Loving on the program. Hi, Francine and Byron. Thanks for being here. It's great to be able to interview you for the listeners.
Oh, thanks, Jude. It's a real pleasure to be here.
It's a great privilege, and we've so much enjoyed making the radio spots. It's a new adventure for us, and it's been a great experience so far.
Now, you two are really well known around Australia and indeed around the world for your Smart Loving ministry and work with married couples and engaged couples. But before we delve into that, can you tell us a little bit about yourselves and how you came to meet your family, your kids, etc.?
Jude, our story is a bit of a boy and girl next door story. We grew up in the same Catholic parish in the eastern suburbs of Sydney, and our families were very involved together, all brothers and sisters in a parish national youth group called Antioch.
So we started dating when I was still in my teens. Byron was in his 20s. He's 6 years older than I am, and within a year and a half, we were engaged and preparing to be married. We're now celebrating this year our 25th wedding anniversary, and it's been a great journey. We've enjoyed parenting our five children and are looking forward to what the future holds for us, hopefully maybe some grandchildren.
One day.
One day.
What a great story. Thanks for sharing some of that with us. Listen, I know you guys are passionate about people having good marriages. How come? Why are good marriages so important to you two?
Jude, we have seen the devastation firsthand when a relationship or in a marriage breaks down. It affects not just the couple and their children, but their entire family and the community around them. And we notice even within our own children, even though they've never been directly impacted, as in the immediate family, by a divorce, but even just the fact that they're living in a culture where their friends are parents are getting divorced, that undermines their sense of confidence in their own family situation. So this is not just a concern for individual marriages. This is a concern for the whole community. And we're really passionate about trying to help families maintain their integrity and their unity.
It's interesting. I've never met a couple who intend to be married who intend to get divorced. And yet we know about a third of marriages actually end in divorce. So the real question is, if nobody wants this outcome, why is it so common? And I think our understanding of it is with, 20 plus years of work in the marriage area, most divorces are actually avoidable. We're not talking about, terrible, violent relationships. We're just talking about a marriage that drifts. And so if most people spend most of their adult life married, then surely as a culture and as individuals, we want our marriages to work, and we think it's possible.
Your segment each week is called Smart Loving. It's a great name. What is Smart Loving and what's your broader work all about?
Smart Loving comes from the sort of 20-odd years we've worked in marriage, and we've been just refining and refining the insights and the messages that we've learned from other people. Really, when it comes down to it, the trick to making a marriage work is to love each other not the way we most comfortably like to be loved, but rather the way the other person likes to be loved. We all have different love languages. We all react differently to different gestures. And the trick of marriage, because it's a relationship where we're orientated towards the other, is to love that person the way they most like to be loved and the way they most powerfully experience love, not necessarily the way we do. And that's what smart loving is about. It's about being smart about the way we love each other to make the journey of love easy.
So what are some of the things that listeners can expect to hear from you as part of your weekly segment on the journey?
Well, Jude, we've got a whole bunch of practical tips, simple frameworks and insights into men and women and their relationships that we are going to be sharing with your listeners. Over 20 years, we've accumulated lots of great little sound bites and words of wisdom that we've collected, not just from our own experience, but from the wisdom of other people and other experts who work in the field. So we'll be sharing those little bit by little bit over the coming weeks.
Francine and Byron, I can't thank you enough for the way you've embraced being part of the weekly content of the program with your Smart Loving segment. Thanks for taking some time out to speak with us on the journey.
Judith, absolutely pleasure to be here, and we wish you all the best in the program you're running. It's fantastic what you're doing. Good luck with it.
Yeah, thank you, Jude. It's a great honour to be here.